On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
Hey, news. Let's do news.
First up in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom.
Yep.
A proposed ban on short-term vacation rentals in residential areas here in Laguna will be considered by the City Council at its next meeting, Tuesday, November 17th, starting at 6 p.m. in the council chambers. The council will consider possible amendments to the municipal code, which include a prohibition on short-term lodging and additional requirements for short-term lodging permits. The agenda on this item will be available by 5 p.m. on Thursday, November 12th on the city's website, lagunabeachcity.net.
Whatever. What do you think about that, Tyler? You live here. I don't live here.
Well, you kind of live here. I mean, I live in South Laguna, where apparently a lot of people rent things out, and I haven't noticed an increase in noise or partying. But again, I'm 26 years old, so perhaps it wouldn't bother me.
It seems very un-American to regulate this kind of thing in this kind of way.
Yeah, it's kind of anti-capitalist, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if somebody makes a mistake and rents their house out to somebody that they haven't vetted properly, and those people make a lot of noise and throw up in the garbage cans, then okay, you've made a mistake, and you should, maybe that's a misdemeanor and you should be stopped from doing it again, maybe in the future. But to just put a blanket ban on it, people that could make a few extra dollars by renting out their own home to people from around the world, I don't know, man. It's a very odd thing that the more conservative you are, the more sort of people say, oh, you'd hate big government, and yet those are the people that always seem to want to impose big government on us.
Well, there's this kind of anti-sharing movement right now, and sharing businesses are a big part of our economy right now. Uber, Lyft, Airbnb, pet walking. There's a sharing business for everything now, where you lend your own thing. You can even rent out your car for a day now.
Right.
You know, and other businesses that our real car rental companies or real taxi companies or real house rentals are like, whoa, we got to stop this.
Yeah, but they have a vested interest. And that's, you know, whatever. I don't care about that. But I think that if you rent your car out, if your car has passed the DMV test and is roadworthy, you should be able to rent your car out. The Uber thing is a little bit of a gray area, because if some drunk guy shows up in a beat up old car, you know, that needs a certain kind of regulation. I don't know. I mean, I'm not an expert, obviously, but I'm not an expert on anything. I'm not even a DJ. I just play one on the radio.
I've got a story on Uber. You want to jump to it?
Go on, then.
A man arrested Friday night in connection with the assault of an Uber driver, recorded on a dash camera and posted on YouTube, has been identified as a mid-level manager for Taco Bell.
Okay.
Benjamin Golden, 32, of Newport, and this story went viral all over the place, but it happened in our backyard, was arrested on charges of misdemeanor public intoxication and misdemeanor assault. Golden has been terminated from his position as a brand manager for Taco Bell in Irvine.
Why did he lose his job? I don't get it.
So here, in a nearly four-minute video, the suspect can be seen slapping Edward Cabin, 23, the Uber driver, repeatedly in the head, grabbing his hair, and slamming the Mission Viejo resident's head toward the driver's side window. The suspect also hurls insults and curses the Uber driver. The driver responds with pepper spray, and he exits the car.
Oh, wow! That's
so you
got to
watch
exciting.
The video. It's really intense, and it's a safety thing for, you know, these non-accredited drivers that are driving Uber cars.
Funny that the guy would lose his job, though. I can see why you may have to pay a fine, go to jail, whatever.
Really?
But to lose your job, why?
You wouldn't fire somebody if you saw a video of them online that went all over the country beating up somebody?
Depends on the job, doesn't it? I suppose he's representing,
right,
to some degree, Taco Bell, but, you know, he's not a DJ on the radio, is he? I mean, if I did that, you'd have to fire me, wouldn't you? Because it'd be everywhere.
Please just don't do that.
Wonder what the guy did to deserve a slapping. He may have deserved it.
No, you've got to watch the whole video. The guy's just so drunk, he's falling over in the back of the car, and it's awful. One more local story this morning. A longtime president of the South Laguna Civic Association and one of the founders of the South Laguna Community Garden, Bill Wren, died yesterday morning. His son Dennis and the family was thinking of having a memorial service at the garden since Bill loved it so much, and we'll keep you updated on that.
Yeah, we're part of that garden, aren't we now?
We are now. We have a plot. We need to figure out what we're growing. It was my plot before. I've donated it to you guys, and I am washing my hands, quite literally, of gardening, and you can do it now.
Did you not have any success with the garden? You
didn't I had some success. It's just not fun for me.
Really?
It's not interesting.
Okay.
I love our garden. I love living right near the garden. I just don't like gardening.
Maybe if there's less work for you to do. Because you're going to have to be there. You're going to have to keep your eye on it.
I'll happily water the plants.
Well, you're going to have to keep your eye on it, aren't you?
I just don't want to prune them.
Prune. We're not growing prunes, are we? How do you grow prunes?
I think on a tree.
Yeah. I think they're are they dates? No, what are they?
They are dates.
No, they're not.
Well, they are.
What? They're not dates. They're prunes.
They're very, very much the same thing.
I think they're plums. I think they're plums that have been dried. If anybody knows the answer to this, just text us. We should move on. 715-5936-949-715-KXFM is the number.